When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Maggie, this is Rob Lowe. Sorry, Wardlow couldn't make it again, couldn't call in, and he asked me to call in, and I know that's disappointing. One day he'll be able to call in and you'll be able to talk to him, but until then, I would call in and just wish you guys a happy 1 year anniversary on coexisting. Big fan of the show. Wardlow listens to it every week. He hopes to be a guest sometime on After Dark, and he just wants to wish you guys the best. So, happy anniversary, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Hey, Maggie, this is Robton Vance, Preston Vance's older brother. I guess I'm supposed to call you because Preston can't. Whatever. He just wants to say thank you for being a fan. I guess Wardlow's brother does this for Wardlow or something. I don't know. But he wanted me to call because he couldn't call, something stupid like that. I don't know. But he just wants to say thank you for being a big fan of his, and he wishes he could call. He also wants to say congratulations on 1 year of your podcast with coexisting with Rob and Maggie. That's awesome. He says congratulations. He loves the show. He listens every week. I think that's what it says to say. Anyways, congratulations. Again, my name's Robton Vance. I'm his older brother, but whatever. I wish you the best. Congratulations. And he'll try to call in sometime. This is the weirdest thing I've ever done. And Rob, quit calling, he says.
Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. That's my favorite picture of Preston, so way to go.
There you go. I ruined it. Hey, what is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is our 1 year show. I want to say thank you for tuning in today. We got a big show. We got a lot to talk about. But first, like normal, Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's weird because it's Friday and I had a day off, the first time in 15 years, so that's fine. It was weird. I woke up and I was able to watch Impact on my television as opposed to on my phone while I work. And it was the best time to watch it at home because that main event was so great. I'm so happy that I was able to watch at home and not, like, disrespectful on my phone, because it would not have done injustice, my telephone. So I had a day off. I didn't do shit because I was just sleeping and, like, minding my own business. Guys, happy anniversary to us and to you, because I know, like, that you support us and you love us, and we are so, so incredibly grateful for you. This does not happen without you guys, and I'm so grateful and I'm so happy that you exist. Thank you for supporting us, and if you want to keep supporting us, please send us a super chat and a a Humper Chat at humperchats.com, where we usually tend to keep much a bigger like part of the money that you send us. Also, please like the video and share the video. The YouTube algorithm absolutely hates us. So please share everywhere that you can, apart from, you know, okay, you can share it on Facebook, but not with anyone I know. Because it's none of their business, okay? So, yes, thank you for joining us. Also, please, I will remind you all over the show, please like the video because it's important to us. You have no idea how important this is. Also, yes, we're poor, so send us your money.
But
we have a lot to talk about, Rob.
We do. And we already have a super chat, so we're going to go right into those. Our great friend, Jackie Rodriguez, says, happy anniversary to two of my favorite people in the whole wide universe. Many more to come. Thank you, Jackie. And I thank you just so much. We appreciate you and we love you. And we appreciate the support. And it means a lot to us. So thank you. And you were one of our first guests of Coexisting After Dark. And it was a blast. So thank you so much. And we got another good friend of ours.
Oh my God, I'm going to mark out for Mark.
Wrestling. There you go. Wrestling Divas. Happy show anniversary. You two are both amazing. Thank you, my friend. And then
when did you play the video? She played a video.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I might as well do that before the moment gets ruined.
Happy anniversary!
And here comes Caden.
Who cares what Caden has to say? No one cares what Caden has to say. Hi, happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary.
How are you?
Good. Good.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm well. I have to go do parental duties here in a second, but I was going to run in and say hi and say happy anniversary. And thank you guys for all you do for the channel in regardless of this show, but just everything you do with the watch along stuff. I know you guys do stuff, the previews on Select and sometimes reviews and everything. And Rob, this is a spoiler alert. I put you over on Newsworthy tomorrow because I've said this to you, but you are always looking to do more. You are always ambitious about wanting to do more and trying to help out with the news writing stuff. And I appreciate that. I appreciate your ambition and I appreciate that you are always just trying to help out and look for things to do. And, you know, when you guys started Coexisting, which was on Fightful Select to start with, and then we made the transition with the YouTube channel earlier this year and everything. And Sean told me, like, what do you think about putting Coexisting on the channel? I was like, that sounds great to me. Like, we need some content on the channel. And then we figured out a time and everything. And I know things got moved around early on, but I was glad everything got settled. And I love that you guys do this every single week. I love that you have really taken the bull by the horns. Is that the correct term? Taking the bull by the horns and done things now like Coexisting After Dark and interviewing different guests, different content creators, and getting more people, more eyes on them and everything. I just love everything you guys have done. Maggie, you have always been a Fightful legend in my eyes. And Rob, again, I appreciate and love your ambition and just everything you're willing to do. So happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you so much.
Aww, you big lug.
I love anniversaries. I mean, like, this is good time celebrating love. I'm all about that.
Well, cool. I love love. Love all around.
As you should. As everybody should. As everybody should. Oh, they're screaming at me already, Caden. It'll be fine. All right, but thank you guys.
Thank you again.
Thank you guys for all that you do for the channel. Every Friday you are here and I appreciate that. And you know, anything I can do to help you guys, more than willing, just let me know. But I'd really appreciate that you guys do this show every single week on Fightful Overbooked. And thank you guys in the chat. Thank you guys watching maybe the recorded version if you're listening to this on one of the podcast feeds. Thanks for supporting what we do here at Fightful Overbooked. And thanks for supporting everything Rob and Maggie do on coexisting as well. If you're watching on Fightful Select, however you support, however you're watching, thank you for just supporting in general. Rob, Maggie, love you both. Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. Oh, well, all right. Well, let's start talking. Man, that was cool. Thank you, Jeremy. Wow. Let's start talking wrestling. Maggie, big weekend of...
Do we have to? Now I want to...
Well, yeah. People are here to hear... They want to hear us talk
I know. So let's get into it. Do you want to talk about Final Battle first?
Yeah, we're going to talk Final Battle first. Easy for me to say.
Let me just ask you a quick question. Because it's probably a me problem. What is the first thing that pops into your head when you hear Final Battle?
Oh, you know, for me it was, well, to be honest with you, every time I go in to put, like, type in Final Battle, I've been putting in, what was, damn it, now I already forgot, because I've been putting it in the computer so wrong, like, so many times I've entered it wrong, I finally started getting it right, like, Final Battle, but, oh, it was, I think Battle Card is what I was calling it, like, for the longest time. Oh. I don't know why I was calling it Battle Card, it was driving me nuts. But like, as far as like what I was thinking, like anytime I heard Final Battle, for whatever stupid reason, I was thinking of WCW's awful World War III pay-per-views.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what came to mind. I don't know why. It was dumb.
Well, that kind of sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because the thing that pops into my head every time I hear Final Battle is that bit on BTE where Cody Rhodes had to fight Dalton Castle, and he was doing that promo on BTE where he was trying to light Dalton Castle's ring gear with a match, and it didn't work, and he was like 5,000 times, "This is Final Battle."
they're still great, but I call that the good old days. BTE is great.
I know.
It was something else. But let's start with the Ring of Honor World 6-Man Tag Team Championship. We'll start with that. Dalton Castle and the boys.
Talking about Dalton Castle, yeah.
Yeah. Taking on the Embassy, Brian Cage, along with the Gates of Agony. I love Dalton Castle.
They're losing those championships.
Yeah, they are. And I was surprised by, and I'm kind of skipping ahead here, but I'm really surprised that on Dynamite, if you have Dalton Castle on your show, you have to let him do his entrance. You have to. And they did not let him do his entrance for the Battle Royal or Dynamite Ring Battle Royal. And I thought that was a missed opportunity. But yeah.
And he had an amazing spot in that battle.
Oh, he did. He did. I will give him that. But
I love the boys.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. The Embassy is going to win this one. They are definitely going to win this.
Yeah. New champs, probably.
Yep.
New champs. And just so we don't piss off Caden, could you just show his super chat again and just actually read it? Because Caden is actually a wonderful human being, and we would like to acknowledge his existence and honor him. Thank you for the super chat, Caden. You're the best.
Rob, I love you. Maggie is the worst.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We are moving on. Swerve in Our Glory taking on Shane Taylor Promotions. I was not expecting Swerve in Our Glory to tag again, so the fact that this is happening.
Me neither. So something's happening, right?
I would assume so. So
shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans, and I'm going with Shane Taylor Promotions.
Yes.
And one of those two guys is joining Shane Taylor. I don't think it's going to be Swerve. I don't think Swerve needs Shane Taylor Promotions. I think Keith Lee would actually be better with that's the thing. Neither one of those guys needs Shane Taylor promotions. You know what I mean? They're fine without him, but it just doesn't make sense. This just does not make sense to me. But I'm going with Shane Taylor.
Yeah, I'm going with Shane Taylor promotions too. But Scott is right in the chats. Swerve in Our Glory would be an amazing heel tag team. Oh. But the thing is that I'm not ready to boo Keith Lee just yet. Swerve Strickland is an amazing heel. So I don't care what he does. He's just so great. I just want to see him wrestle. And him not being on my TV, I don't like that because he wasn't for a bit. But I just want him to wrestle. So yeah, that was
yeah, super chat. Okay, I just went right by it. All right. Now we got another super chat from Caden. I'll break kayfabe. Both of y'all are the best and amazing at your jobs. Maggie, you always make my week better. Congrats on 1 year. Thanks, buddy.
This is so heartwarming. Thank you, Caden. And I'm really not being passive aggressive. I just thought it was time to put an end to that stupid thing that we do both with Caden, because it's, I don't know, I'm not a being a bully is not a good role for me because I've been bullied a lot, so it's not a good thing. In kayfabe, sure, yeah, of course, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes Caden will piss me off.
Oh, like, well, that's
inevitable.
That's
a given.
I think
he's a given. But yeah. Caden, you're so great. Thank you for all the work that you do for Fightful. You're just the best.
Yeah, he's great, and
you're always also a know-it-all, and you're pissing me off.
Okay,
That's better, right?
Yeah, no, that's grubby. He knows. He goes to the University of Florida, so he knows. Ring of Honor Women's World Championship. Mercedes Martinez defending her title against Athena. I think we're having another title change here.
Yeah, right. I mean, why otherwise would you be... Their work with Athena has been great. I love her run so far. She's so amazing, and it's the most relevant that she's ever felt ever since she came to AEW. And I like what I see, and I have no idea why they would have done it if they don't strap her with a title. So, hopefully she wins the title. Nothing against Mercedes Martinez. Again, but Athena with a belt is best for business.
Yeah, and I agree. And she needs to win that title, and I think it's the best way to go. She in an interview recently, I think it was with Busted Open, she talked about she's been a talked about how she hits hard and stuff like that, you know, and that's been talked about with her. Like, I hate the word controversy, but it's been controversial. But what do you, she said if it was one of the guys, if she was one of the guys, it wouldn't be a big deal. I agree with her. Would you agree with that statement that she said? Like because she's a woman and that she hit hard, like the match between her and Jody Threat from a few weeks ago or months ago. She said that if it was two guys, it wouldn't really be a big deal. And I'm not doing the quote.
I'm sorry. Well, no, because like people were saying backstage that Hangman kind of hit really hard with his buckshot lariat. And when they told him, he was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. Like, they didn't say anything. But at some point, like Arn Anderson, he was like, dude, he needs to stop. And he was like, oh, I didn't know. It's been talked about. It's not that. really, it's not that. Also, they both, like, both women shook hands after the match. It was all good. So it's fine. Like, I know it was a bit of a controversy. I get it. But it created buzz. So I think it's done its job.
Yeah, perfect. Let's move on to the next one here. The Ring of Honor Pure Championship, Daniel Garcia defending his title against Wheeler Yuta.
I'm not sure here.
This one actually made, after this week's Dynamite, it made it more interesting for me. Because of just Regal's, because of Regal's promo.
I know.
And these two, what I do love that AEW is doing, and I guess now Ring of Honor for that matter, is they're tying these two guys together for a long time. So you're going to see these two are going to feud forever. I'm not saying you're going to, it's not going to be Flair Steamboat. It's not going to be Dusty Flair type stuff. We never know. It possibly could be, but I'm saying that maybe they're trying to build something. Like, we could see a potential, like, long-term feud where something like this happens. You know, I think it would be great. Like, for two, I'm saying they're not, I'm not saying they're either one of those guys. I'm saying that maybe that's what they're hoping for by putting these two guys together at young ages and just let them feud every couple of years. That way you just build. So that's what I'm hoping. And that's one thing, like, I'll say about, and I'm kind of moving on from this, but that's one thing. When Edge came back, I was actually hoping that we would see John Cena and Edge have a feud at one point, but to just kind of go back, but I don't think that's going to happen. But this match, I'm going to go with Garcia just because I think that they need to, the BCC needs to try to, like, take in Regal's advice and start working together and just build a hell of a team. Like they get it together, and maybe not let Wheeler win this one and go from there.
Okay. I think that I'll go with Garcia here because I want Jericho to drop the title to Claudio. And I don't suppose that we can have our cake and eat it too. So that's why I suppose that Wheeler Yuta is gonna lose here. Actually, like, he's gonna lose. Garcia's gonna win, but actually we're gonna be the real winners because this match is gonna be absolutely amazing. I really want to see both these people. Like, they need to fight forever. I love them in the ring. They're so great. Wheeler Yuta has come so far. He's gotten so much better. You can tell that that Regal taught him a lot.
Yeah.
In the short amount of time that he was in AEW. So, only because I'm putting my money on Claudio, I'm listening to my heart here, like, not my brain, because my brain would always tell Chris Jericho. I have no idea why, but I'm putting my money on Claudio. That's why I think that Daniel Garcia is winning this match.
Well, we got we have a humper chat from our great friend Soupy. He says, coexisting strong after 1 year. Can they coexist? Doesn't even last a month on TV. You guys are ruining wrestling. Seriously, congratulations. Here's to another 100 plus episodes this year on Fightful and Select for you two. Much love. Thank you so much, Soupy.
Thank you, Mark. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you so much. And he always promotes your show. He does all these silly videos. I love him.
Yeah. And he means the ton. And I hope your vacation went amazing, and you had a blast on that. I hope it was great. And
going back to work after vacation always sucks.
Oh yeah.
So I hope that you're doing better.
Scott says, "No way, Claudio beats Jericho with that stipulation attached."
Yeah, that's exactly why I want him to win, because I hate that stipulation I do not want him wearing that stupid hat and people in the audience doing "We the People." No,
I completely forgot about that too. So, since you already said that, Claudio, you want him to win. Well, let's just go and talk about that match. I absolutely will go with Claudio now, because I don't want that. And, you know, Soupy actually made a good point. Yuta's story of violence is only the beginning. It was awakened with the BCC, but he will struggle to control his violence and anger. Now,
yeah. What
if he just beats the holy hell out of Daniel Garcia because he is angry at Final Battle?
Sure. He can get himself disqualified.
Yeah. Well, that too. I mean, yeah, that's possible, but and I know Caden says that he thinks BCC wins both their matches. I can see it now, but I
hope.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I definitely hope.
I know that there can be a story and like Claudio in the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Jackie says, knowing the way Jericho is booked, I can see him winning. I just don't want him to.
I know he wins all the time. He always wins the big ones. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I will never not acknowledge everything that Chris Jericho has done for the business. But what the actual fuck are you wanting more from wrestling? Just put over your talent. Fuck. stop winning all the time. Like, this is so annoying. Like, what happened to Eddie Kingston? I ask you, what happened to Eddie Kingston? What happened to Brian Danielson? He lost to Chris Jericho 5,100 times. He's in the hospital with William Regal in kayfabe.
Yeah, I know. That's something. Moving on to the TV title, Samoa Joe defending his title against Juice Robinson. Juice.
Samoa Joe's winning.
Yeah, Samoa Joe's going to win this one. Sorry if I get this name wrong. Chasmosis. It's not Moises. Sorry, I know it's not, that's not right. Sorry, Chasm. I think it's Chasmosis, but I could be wrong. Unpopular opinion, I think all the belts are going to change hands. I don't think this one will change.
Are you saying that the Briscoes beat FTR?
Yeah. But
be mad at that, because lately, like, no belts are changing hands. Like, I'm not even gonna count, like, you know, MJF's belt.
Yeah.
Because that Burberry belt is awful. The real main event.
Yeah, double dog collar match for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. FTR defending.
All our prayers are going to Jackie.
Yeah. FTR defending their titles against the Briscoes. Holy hell. On this show,
I'm not ready for that emotionally and physically.
Yeah. Yeah, on this show, we don't root against FTR.
Never.
Yeah, and because we're FTR fans, and we're fans of Jackie, too.
I'm a bigger fan of Jackie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just about to say that. We're bigger fans of Jackie than we are of FTR. And this match is going to just be brutal, and I'm talking from a violent standpoint.
Yeah, it's a collar match. Like, it's
God, these poor guys.
Yeah, but if anyone can pull it off, it's them. Like, I mean, it's the Briscoes.
Oh yeah.
So it's.
It is, and you know, the one thing is, there's been plenty of wrestlers that have said this stuff in shoot interviews and stuff like that. It's when they're in the match, it's the adrenaline is fine. Like they're good. It's after the matches when they're like, okay, hand me the jack, you know? this match, FTR is going to win the best out of three, I think. Right? Didn't FTR lose the first one? Or is FTR 2-0? Oh, FTR is 2-0. I'm sorry.
They're 2-0. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember. I think FTR goes 3-0. I really do.
A clean sweep, I think, is better than to give one match to the Briscoes. In my opinion, like it's at this point, it's not about who wins the championship. Actually, I'm not ready for them to be lighter, in belt wise. You know, I don't want them to lose a set of belts.
Kyle says, if FTR loses two title fights in the same week, what's next for them? That's
also true, Kyle.
And yeah, that's also kind of what I'm wondering about the future of that team. Mm-hmm. See what goes on with them. I think we touched on all of Final Battle.
I think that was Final Battle. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we go over to NXT, NXT Deadline, just going to touch on Dynamite real quick. The show started out with the Diamond Battle Royal. We know Ricky Starks won that, and they went right into a Starks and MJF promo. Anytime you put those two in a ring together on the mic, Maggie's going to get...
So great. so great.
Yeah.
At the beginning, MJF was calling him a pebble, and what do you call him? A $2 Dwayne or whatever. Yeah. I can't remember anymore. But I was like, why are you doing this? Like, you're just putting him down. Like, that's your opponent. You shouldn't be burying him. And then Ricky Starks came back with a vengeance. And this is what you get when you put faith in your two pillars. This was so amazing. And I think that this is the foundation of such an amazing future for AEW when it comes to homegrown talent. Because I'm sure that Ricky Starks will lose that match. Absolutely sure. MJF's not winning that belt. It will be a total swerve if they actually put the title on Ricky Starks, and MJF loses his first defense. This will be a total swerve. I am totally here for that, by the way. I know I rooted for MJF a lot in that match against Moxley, but truth be told, I will never stop saying that. I was so fucking disappointed in that match. I hated it so much. It did not deliver at any capacity. Like, the ending was kind of took the air out of me. I knew it was happening, and I still hated it.
Damn. Just looking at Chris's, this would have been fire.
Dime Store Miz, yeah. But calling him MaxiPad was something.
Yeah, that was good.
That was great. So I actually think that it will mark the beginning of the ascent of Ricky Starks, because he can go and do other stuff but still be the one that MJF really hates a lot, because MJF's gonna cheat. He's not gonna be Ricky Starks clean ever. I don't think that throughout his entire championship defense he's not gonna win one match clean. I think that he'll cheat every time, and this is what I'm afraid of, because it will get extremely boring and frustrating, and it will generate a lot of go-away heat, probably from me. So throughout an entire year, because we know it's going to be the, you know, what do we call it? The bidding war of 2024. I think that eventually next year at Winter is Coming, Ricky Starks comes back again, and he's actually the one to dethrone MJF. But this is wishful thinking, because I'm so ready for for Ricky Starks to have a legitimate belt, because I'm not counting the FTW belt as a belt. I know I should because it's on Hook right now, and that's great. Yeah, if you didn't watch Dynamite, then you have to go back and watch this. If you haven't, also the main event, of course, but we're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I love the promo. TNT Championship match. Just real quick, Samoa Joe defeated Darby Allin. Like normal, the walkaway spot was the highlight for me. And then your guy made the save after Wardlow kept on, Samoa Joe kept on beating down Darby.
Yeah, he totally came.
Jesus. Well,
he said he was gonna.
Yeah, he did. Yep. All over that ring. Claudio and Wheeler Yuta defeated Daniel Garcia and Jake Hager in a tag team match. After that match, Tony Schiavone showed an interview that he had with William Regal shortly after Full Gear. And Regal explained.
Did that interview do anything for you?
I enjoyed it. It explained things.
But it didn't need explaining for you? I'm just genuinely curious, because I liked it, but I didn't expect it. And it was, I could have, nothing would have changed if we didn't get it.
Yeah. I think that's why I liked it, because I wasn't expecting such a thing, you know. Okay. I think that's why I enjoyed it. It was good. I think what I liked about it was the emotion that Regal put into it.
Oh yes, always.
I think that's what I liked, because he basically said, like, he was teaching Moxley another lesson, like his final lesson. And that's what I absolutely loved, to keep your eyes in front of you and your eyes like behind you, you know, like to, but I don't do it the same, but obviously, you know what I mean? And I like that. And how he put over Wheeler, like, you three guys can make him the best. And if you think about it, those three guys, if you were to have one wrestler, if you were to learn from three guys, those would be three guys you'd love to learn from. John Moxley, Claudio, right. And I mean, who wouldn't want to learn from those three? I mean, there's that would be something else. And just wow. And speaking of wow, our good friend Ryan Sullivan says, late for the anniversary show because of work, but I have finally arrived to hear a dirty joke by Maggie. All is right in the world.
Ryan, you're so sweet, and you're just the best. Thank you. This show really doesn't happen like without people like you, Ryan. We're so grateful for you.
So do you have a dirty joke for Ryan?
No, he probably meant the thing where Wardlow came. I'm sure.
Oh, gotcha. Meant. Okay. I didn't know. I thought that's what he meant.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense, though. Now it does to me. Well, we might as well talk about this. Well, we'll go back to it here in just a second. We'll just skip ahead. AEW World Tag Team Championship, The Acclaimed versus FTR.
Do you not want to just touch upon the fact that Regal is out?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like Tony Khan talked about it on the media call. He said what he said, with like, we're not going to talk about personal stuff here, or like, we don't want to. It's nice that they both had such respect for each other and they made it happen. I always enjoy that. I always say that if someone wants their release, they should get it. With certain exceptions, of course. But I like William Regal in AEW was always weird for me. Always.
Oh, yeah, he was there for, huh? What? Oh, it was definitely weird. It was weird
because WWE is his home. His son is there also, which he wants to go back so that he can coach his son, which is great because right now he's not the best in NXT. So maybe he'll make a positive influence on people backstage in the PC, because like if they haven't portrayed his son the best, like Charles Dempsey is one of my favorites from NXT UK. So when it stopped being a thing and he moved over to the main NXT, like he's done like spots I've enjoyed, but right now, like you can tell that Regal is on his way back, because like they've done things with Dempsey, and I'm so proud for that. It's shocking that William Regal's son is gonna be that good, as if not better. Like, take notes, Dominic.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And that's somebody, geez, that now would be the time if you're going to like send Dominic to NXT. If you ever do it, like Mysterio will be like, you know what, Dom, I know that like you wanted to be up here with me and stuff, but I'm not going to be here forever.
But he doesn't want to be up here with him anymore.
That's the thing. This is what I'd be like. It's time for you to go learn because you got the guy now.
Because you suck. Dom, right? Okay, you suck.
Well, I don't know if he'd say that to him, but I mean, we would. But our great friend B-Lo Dig sends us a super chat. Sacrifice, LOL. Happy 1 year for you guys. Here's to many more.
Thank you, D-Lo. You're so sweet. Thank you also for being on our show.
Yes, you mean a ton to us. Thank you so much, D-Lo. You're the best.
And I hope you fight all your favorites.
Yes. Yep. Buddy Murphy, we got to make it happen. Or Buddy Matthews.
Hey, he's back on TV. You can fight on Elevation Dark or whatever.
Hey, you know what? You know, I have a feeling they're going to be back in my neck of the woods in March. Let's make it happen. Let's go. I pretty much agreed with everything you said there. The only thing that it is, we just won't see Regal on screen for until 2024.
Yeah, but like his presence will be felt immensely. I'm so sure. Like, you know, when Jade started getting so better and better in the ring, and you were like, okay, she's getting better, and then you learn that she's been training with Bryan Danielson, and then you go, there you go.
Yeah. So Saraya had a promo talking about January 11th, how she's going to have a mystery partner at the Los Angeles show. I think they're at the Great Western Forum again. I could be wrong. In LA on January 11th for that show.
Speculation time.
I tweeted right after. I'm like, oh, here come the Sasha Bank rumors again. And then the next day, the rumors, PW Insider reported that Sasha Banks is going to be at New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom during that weekend. That night, that I don't know. They didn't really say, I don't think. It might have changed since, but I haven't read up on anything.
Okay, so because I'm really not a professional. okay, so night one is January 4th, and night two is January 23rd or 24th.
For Wrestle Kingdom?
Yeah. It's not one day after another. They're really far apart from each other. The first night is January 4th. the night two is January 23rd or 4th. I need someone in the chat. 21st. Thank you, Mark. So none of the of those.
Oh,
January 21st. Yes, this is the, like those are the two nights.
I think so, I'd host a podcast or something. I didn't.
So here's my speculation. Sasha Banks goes to Wrestle Kingdom night one, then goes to AEW on January 11th, and then she's number 30 in the Royal Rumble. Suck! is the one, okay? I don't care if you're The Rock, I don't care if you're Kenny Omega, I don't care if you're AJ Styles or whatever, or Saraya, or Kazuchika Okada, I don't give a fuck. Like, Sasha Banks is the one. She hasn't wrestled in more than a half a year. And she is still the single most relevant wrestler in the world right now because she's generating so much buzz that she simply, she can might as well not wrestle for the rest of her life. And she will always be rumored as one, the one to be the mystery partner or opponent or Royal Rumble season or whatever. The fact that she enjoys and loves wrestling so much, like wrestling is in her blood and she loves it so much. This is the only reason why I believe that she'll come back to wrestling, because she doesn't need wrestling. Yeah. Wrestling needs her.
So this, I can see this makes this. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
it's fine.
But no, I'll let you. Okay. I'll just read this real quick. Carrie is already facing Tam. Yeah, sorry. Jesus, I didn't even. Kairi is already facing Tamnica at Wrestle Kingdom, so Sasha won't face her, but she might come out to challenge.
That she might be a challenge after the match. There you go. That's the thing. She waited for Wrestle Kingdom to have actual women's matches on the show, and then she'll come. Like, this makes so much sense. I'm not even. You're muted.
No, I'm not.
No, now you're not.
I wasn't muted. I don't think.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I don't know what happened. What name did I say, like, just a second ago?
What name?
Like, when I said, did I say Carrie instead of Kairi?
Kairi, yeah, no, you didn't. You didn't say Kairi. Like, you know, Kairi Sane.
I was like, what the hell did I say then? I was like, okay. I'm losing it. It's okay. I've lost it.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. So I'm kind of kidding when I say that she can go work to the three shows. I'm kind of kidding, but I'm not really. So if it's not okay, if all like if Brawl Out did not happen, and CM Punk was still there, the first thought in my head would have been AJ Lee. The first thought. Because Rob, you know how big of a senpai I am for AJ Lee. Mm-hmm. And who better to help Saraya than AJ Lee?
Correct.
Yes. Like, AJ Lee and Paige over at WWE were close to being Trish Stratus and Lita from way back. Those were the two women who could fight and be friends with each other and then fight again. They could have been the Trish Stratus and Lita for the new generation of women's wrestling in WWE. So it's not gonna be AJ Lee. I'm so sure. Yeah. It's really not, and I'm incredibly disappointed for that. So the thing is, if it's not Sasha, they should do something to make us know that it's not her, because whoever it is, it's just not gonna be good for them if they try to sell someone great to us and the whole audience is booing them off.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. We got a super chat from our friend Throwback. He says, hello my friend, we meet again. It's been a while. Where should we begin? I think this is a Creed song. Feels like forever. Within our hearts are memories of a lot of fun that you guys have to us. My sacrifice, by the way, is Sasha still under contract? I know she can't take, she wasn't taking wrestling bookings until January. So,
mm-hmm,
there you go. that's what we know. But I like that, and you know.
Oh, there's a bromance in the chat. Ryan loves throwback right now.
Yeah. You know, the one thing is I can see the New Japan thing happening where she still go, like, she does the New Japan thing and still goes to Royal Rumble. I can see that. I can obviously see the New Japan thing happen and she teams up at.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's AEW show. I don't see her doing all three, as much as we would love it.
I would love her to be the Forbidden Door, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, I would absolutely love it. But
like, she deserves it so much. Like, she, again, she doesn't need wrestling. Wrestling needs her, seriously. Yeah,
they do, and it's crazy. Real quick on the AEW World Tag Team Championship, the Acclaimed defeated FTR. That didn't surprise me.
We talked with Rob before the show about this. It's like, I was so glad that they announced Briscoes against FTR in a double dog collar match right the minute after this match ended, because I was so pissed off that FTR lost. Like, seriously, I was so pissed off. And then after they announced that match, I guess what? I didn't care. Like, the match was so great. And the ending was frustrating to me because I don't ever want to see the FTR lose, like, ever. But they played it so well that I didn't care that they lost, because now instantly they have something greater than the AEW Tag Team Championships. Wow, I'm really bad today. So I can't wait for this match. Seriously, it's the real main event for me, because I do not care for Chris Jericho squashing Claudio. Not ever. Not now. Fuck off.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. So that was Dynamite recap, real quick for us. Before
we can recap the Rampage real quick, and I can, you know, not talk about the things that we shouldn't talk about.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that I've hated Rampage for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. Because the only thing that happened on Rampage was Preston finally turning heel, and they're not talking about this. A second week in a row. Second week in a row that they have not mentioned this whatsoever.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, while I was writing the script for the show, and I accidentally found out who the mystery partner for the mystery opponent for Orange Cassidy was.
And we're not going to announce it, girl. So don't put it in. So we're not going to say who it is, because
don't say anything. Don't say anything in the chat if you know. Caden, I know you know. And I'm really pissed off that I can't talk about it.
Yeah. So, So, and then on Rampage tonight, you also have Moxley versus Takeshita. You also have W. Morrissey and Lee Moriarty versus something called Izzy James and Clayton Bloodstone. I'm kidding. Clayton.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Did you see what the new name for Morrissey is?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Big Bill.
Yeah, big.
It's not really a creative thing to thought of for 4 months.
Yeah, Big Bill's stupid. It's just dumb.
Here is the Big Bill.
Yeah, Jesus. And then you have Hikaru Shida defending her Regina D Wave Championship.
Whoever wins this match faces Jamie Hayter, right? She said that.
I think so. But it's versus the Bunny tonight. Sheeta's going to win this. for show. But yeah, before we go into the NXT deadline, Maggie, let's go ahead and do this.
A damn fine cup of coffee.
I don't have a photo of it. Sorry.
It's okay. Like I put it in the script, but I suppose you need to get it. Guys, I'm gonna praise the crap out of the Japanese fans in the World Cup who, after the devastating loss against Croatia, they like remained in the stadium and cleaned after all the fans. They were drunk and stupid. They cleaned everything, although their team lost. And I have a problem with that. Okay, first of all, when Japan lost, the cameraman could not stop, I swear to God, for 20 minutes showing the people in the crowd and the football players fucking crying their eyes out. They were crying, and the cameraman like couldn't stop sharing that. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? Stop that. Like, I don't want to see that. You know that for Japanese people, wins and losses matter, okay? This is exactly the reason why NXT Japan could never happen. I popped myself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was funny. I do like...
So, them being so...
Wow.
That was a good one. I'm so proud of myself. We're also proud of Japanese people for cleaning after themselves and after like other fans, which is all because everyone praised them for that. Yet no one did what they did. This was so weird. Like they're look at them. They're leading by example, and like no one did that after them. No one. Jesus.
Yeah.
So thank you, gentlemen and ladies. You're the best. Please never stop being so awesome and so great and so helping and so supporting. You're great. You're absolutely great. Thank you guys for that. So let's talk about wins and losses.
No.
Wipes and slices. What was that? Likes and swipes. Okay.
Yep. Not yet.
A damn fine cup of coffee.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Coexisting. I am Rob Wilkins. That is Maggie. Welcome to our very first show. We are excited for this. This is a Fightful exclusive, Fightful Select exclusive. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to talk wrestling. Plus, we're going to throw in some other things here and there. It's going to be a blast. I know you'll like it. Maggie knows you'll like it. But let's go ahead and get started. Maggie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's my day off, and it hasn't felt like a day off at all. But it's fine because we get to talk about wrestling and other.
Hey guys, it's me, Ryan, your neighborhood friendly bartender chick, saying you need to sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Oh shit, what's this? I don't know what's going on. What's this? Congratulations, guys, on making the 1 year together and coexisting with each other. You just had to sacrifice. Hope you guys have fun. Much love. Have a good Merry Christmas.
Sacrifice.
Why was Cadence the best?
I don't know, but I got somebody else that wants to say something. Hello, Doc.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What is going happy on?
Not much. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted
wow,
to...
Wow, I broke up my headphone. Hi.
I just wanted to stop in. I know that you guys always do like little Cooper effects for things you think are great, like people or kittens and ATM machines. And you know, since it's your anniversary, I asked Rob if it was okay and came in and did one for you guys, because you guys deserve some recognition too. You're not only such welcoming people to everybody who comes on your show, but you know, you're both genuinely nice people. You make this show fun, and you're good friends outside of the show. So I just wanted to say that we're all very happy that you guys made it to a year, and hopefully we'll all be here again to celebrate 2, 3, 4, however many you can possibly get out of coexisting together.
Oh, thank you so much, man. It means a lot. And this, when you asked to do this, I was like, absolutely. Because you mean a lot to us as well. You've been here for us when we need you. You're just always there, like to lend an ear for whenever we lend an ear for us too. Like, it means a lot.
Lend his voice.
Yeah, lend your voice when that's needed for somebody. I haven't hit you up for that one yet, but I want to say thank you very much too. Thank you so much for what you do for both of us. So the fact that you wanted to take time and say, give us the Cooper Effect, meant a lot to me too. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you guys are awesome. I love you both. Everybody in the chat, I'm sure, does too, except Caden. He sucks. But, you know, burying Caden is just a tradition.
True.
Sorry, Caden.
Yeah.
So. But all right, I will let you guys get back to the show. Were we doing a show tomorrow, Rob? For the
Yep. Yeah, I'll message you. You know me, I'm prepared.
All right. So I will talk to you then. Maggie, I don't know if you'll be around for that, but you know, if you are, great. Hi. If not,
Jesus Christ.
If you are, great. If not, bye, Maggie.
You're great. Oh, what?
Okay.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So yeah, I just wanted to
part two of my ass is sweating.
So NXT
what
deadline.
Are we talking about NXT? Okay.
NXT deadline. Well.
Oh, do you want us to finish with that, or do you want us real quick to talk about Raw and SmackDown?
We can finish
with NXT if you want.
Let's go ahead and just do that. That's fine. We'll talk NXT last.
Okay, so the thing that I loved about Raw was the two triple threat women's matches that they had. One of them main event in the show. The person who I did not expect to win won. I didn't think about Alexa Bliss whatsoever. But they are doing something with her and Bray Wyatt, because you can see like they're doing like the Bray images like backstage when she's on her television sets, and like things are getting weird whenever she's like, the moment they get a chance to make something weird on the Titantron, they do it when she's in the ring or backstage. So you can tell that they're doing something with that. The thing that came out the thing that I cannot wait for is Becky Lynch against Rhea Ripley. I don't know when they're doing that. Maybe they're gonna have a thing during the Rumble, or I have no idea, because I know that you and I both talked about who will Becky face on WrestleMania, and everything pointed at Ronda Rousey, but I have to be honest, I do not want Becky Lynch anywhere near this version of Ronda Rousey, because we talked about it on the show last week. I think that Ronda lost her love for wrestling on the second run that she had. Her heart is not in this, and it shows. So,
you know what Ronda Rousey needs to do?
She needs to sacrifice.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Are people gonna send you videos?
That should be it now. That should be it. That was D'Lo Diggs. So.
Thank you, D'Lo. Great. You can play my nephew. I just send it to him. Like, Jesus.
Which one?
That one. I said.
Yeah, no. I know. I can't.
I know, but like, guys, you're all setting up a really bad example for my nephew. Like, you're basically saying that pissing me off is a good thing. Like, it's really not.
If you can send it to me, like, I can't get it from the Twitter message, but if you send it to me in the email, I can get it.
That's too much work. Okay, and I need to carry the show.
I know you need to carry the show. You've been doing it for a year.
I was obviously kidding, but thank you.
I know.
So the other thing I both hated and loved was the poker room segments, because they were so obnoxious, because it was Baron Corbin and JBL. It's always obnoxious. But the thing about that was they actually, in storyline, they made matches that were logical. Like, they made logical matches, because like you got Dominic against Akira Tozawa, and because it started off in that poker room, and this is a good way of doing that. And by the way, when I say Akira Tozawa, hats off to Akira Tozawa. He was my favorite part of Raw, because Dominic started running his mouth about Judgment Day, and Akira Tozawa was like, I don't care.
You know, that basically, he just couldn't say you're lying. You know what he?
I know. He just had to keep it. Akira Tozawa loves me.
He just wanted. He wanted to say the Fightful Maggie version.
Yeah, he wanted to say my bit, but yeah. it's Raw, so he couldn't. But yeah. Like, his facial expressions, I don't care.
Yeah. I will get this name wrong, so I don't know if I should even try. So just let me know
in the chat how you pronounce your name, please, because we don't want to be disrespectful.
But they say, I am a newish listener and I don't chat much, but you two always make me smile, and I want to thank you for helping me enjoy wrestling again. Here's to a happy 2023 for everyone. That means an awful lot to us. And please, anytime you want to chat in here, please do. Everybody in here except for Caden is very friendly. So, Caden.
I started being nice to Caden, and everyone started being worse. I feel like the opposite was better, because like, the more people were nice to Caden, and just one like me was bad. Please, Caden, I'm so sorry. If you want, I can go back to... If you want me to go back to fucking burying you, that's fine, because everyone else will go back to love you.
Yeah, we know. It's fun. We love you. We absolutely love you. It was just fun.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And they did put
holla. Okay, holla.
I can remember that. Holla.
Holla.
Probably not like it. Holla, holla. God, Sui's gonna take that. I know. I hope.
I know. I know. he's already on the job, I suppose. Yeah. So, and from SmackDown, we had a tremendous match between Ricochet and Santos Escobar. Like, yes, please give me more of that. That was so great. I love everything from this match. Like, just this is what happens when you give the wrestlers the time. They work so well with each other. And before that, we had Tegan Nox returning. I'm so happy. Tegan Nox is back. It's weird because she came back in a weird way. Because, like, why wouldn't she, like, be back with, you know, with Shotzi? Because she was partner with Shotzi, you know? And, like, it's weird, but I will not, like, be against anything that includes Tegan Nox. I have missed her so much. Tegan is so amazing. She was one of my favorites in NXT. Maybe like, walk away from the Lady Kane gimmick because, you know, no, thank you. But like, it's on her. I'm so glad that she's back. And now finally we can talk about NXT Deadline. How excited are you for that show?
You know, I'm actually somewhat excited because I get to watch something different for once. And
I know, right? Man. But is that different thing a good thing? Because because the Iron Survivors match doesn't make much sense.
I know. I that I'll give you, but it's we'll have to see. I mean, that's really
because okay, listen up. They can have like go through hell in that Iron Survivors match.
Yeah.
While on the next show, someone could just return and say, I want a championship match, and they can get a championship match. You know that, like, those sorts of stipulations always puzzle me, because while they do that, people come back and beat up the champion, and they get a championship match.
Yeah, and
it's really weird because you know, when you don't have a general manager like William Regal, that's when everything started going downhill because there's no authority figure. Why? Yeah. By the way, give Sonya a wrestling match.
Yes.
Sonya Deville, you remember that?
Oh,
I'm doing
part of the gimmick with you. Just I was like, yeah, I remember.
She said on Twitter, I want to wrestle. Okay, give her a wrestling match. Fuck! Like, give her something. Like, give me Sonya Deville on my TV. Why is she gone?
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. Chris sends us a super chat. Thank you again, buddy. I need to sleep because I haven't yet. Jesus, man. Okay, you need sleep, buddy. So I have to tap out. But happy anniversary again. I also need to point out that Maggie's hair looks great today. It does. And I told her the same thing.
It's dry, right? It's really dry.
No, you used the curling iron, you said, for the first time.
I used the curling iron for the first time in my life ever. It's so weird. This is what a day off does to me, guys. Seriously.
Rob should do the post show with Alex if he's excited.
For NXT Deadline.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, huh? Well...
Because like Kate is doing the post show for Ring of Honor Final Battle, and I'm so happy about that.
That's what happens when you lie for a TV for a podcast, I guess.
I'm not lying.
I'm not. I'm looking forward to it because it's something different.
I'm willing to give it a chance, okay, but like it has some iffy booking.
Yes, well, yeah. What's the one thing I tell you every Wednesday? Well, I regret watching NXT live last night.
Yeah, but like this week wasn't as bad as last week, because the week before that was one of the worst NXT episodes I've ever seen, in recent memory. So this week wasn't that bad. So we can start with
Deadline, or should we just preview SmackDown tonight real quick?
Oh, you have a preview for SmackDown? Yes, please.
Yeah, Sheamus and Butch will challenge the Usos for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team titles. So we got that going on. We also have Kurt Angle is going to make an appearance, and that's all they've announced, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad you wanted to do a SmackDown preview.
Well, I thought they added more and, like, shit.
Okay, let's just do the Deadline predictions. Jesus
yeah, might as well. At least they got that for us. Holy hell. Well, all right. Deadline predictions. Alba Fire taking on... where'd it go?
Isla Dawn.
Thank you. Alba Fire versus Isla Dawn.
NXT's Rowena. Like, this is basically what you can call her. Because, as I mentioned before, NXT got salty that the Elite got a Supernatural reference, so they needed to do one themselves. And they just made Isla Dawn Rowena. So that's... I'm not mad. Isla Dawn is great. They changed her music, which is... I hate that. Because... like it's still like the melody is the same, but it's different, and that's even worse because they acknowledge that the theme is good, and they don't want to change it, but they still do, and that's pissing me off. So yeah, Isla Dawn needs to to win here, because like, how can you lose your debut match? And I suppose that hopefully this is the swan song for Alba Fire, and she gets called up, because there's basically nothing more she can do. If they're not gonna strap her with the title, why have her on NXT? She's been main roster ready ever since NXT UK. So
yeah. Yep. Nope. I agree 100% with you on that. And maybe that's how they bring her back up, or bring her up rather, not back up. But well, this was a surprise. Was not expecting this match to happen. NXT Tag Team Championships, Pretty Deadly taking on the New Day of Kofi Kingston and the NXT Championship.
You know what? It sucks.
Why?
It's gonna be a wonderful match. Like, the entire NXT audience absolutely hates Pretty Deadly because they're Americans. Pretty Deadly is a wonderful tag team. So there's, of course, you need to be here when we're talking about NXT.
I just wanted to come in. I was going to set up the broadcast for tonight for Rampage and SmackDown and get started on it. And I was like, I'm going to pull a Sean and just pop into their live show, because it's your anniversary, and that's a special thing. You guys have been doing this for a year. You both have grown so much. Sincerely, you guys are just growing leaps and bounds, like week over week. And I'm so excited that you guys have this platform. People love it. They're throwing money at you today, as they should be. You guys are awesome. And also, Rob, it's so sweet of you to lie and pretend that you're excited for NXT Deadline. It's really sweet of you.
Yeah.
It's really cute that you would do it's that. Really, but yeah. I just wanted to come on and say happy anniversary and congratulations. And I'm so happy that, like, I say it all the time, the best thing wrestling's given me is friendships. It's not anything that's ever been on my screen before. And not only, like, are you guys awesome friends, you have become really, really kick-ass podcasters in the process. So I appreciate you both so much.
Oh,
you're my daughter. How could I not be proud of you?
I'm so and glad you came.
You.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We love you so much, Kay. You're so great. And this is right apart, like, a part of your gimmick for freezing on the show.
Yeah,
of course. That's what my internet was like. That's all you get. You interrupted the show, but
you're so welcome to interrupt our show.
This is a really good point by Ryan.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
You've quite literally shrunk a lot.
Yeah. We're so proud of you.
We're so proud of you. I'm so proud of both of you, seriously. And I hope that we get to be on streams more together, but you guys are taking butt and taking names. So cheers to another year. I'm really so excited that you guys have this vehicle, because it's a lot of fun and different than anything else we do at Fightful, anything else in the space. I love it.
Thank you.
Kicking booties and taking names.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to sneak out because I don't want to talk about NXT. I'm out of here.
All right.
I almost ended the broadcast. Leaving the studio. Bye.
Bye. We got a Humber Chat from Throwback. Says, what's good, guys? Congrats to two amazing friends. One that is always in the mix, Rob Wilkins, and the awesome bartender. Hates sunglasses indoors and cuts killer promos on Drew. Maggie, love you both. Thank you, guys. Brody says, thank you for the announcing me. You're welcome. Jesus.
Yeah. That was a fun moment when said that Throwback's going to be a dad before Kevin.
Yeah, that was a hell of a moment there. Telling, hey, he's going to be a dad. Oh, he hasn't told anybody yet. Whoops.
Well, now you know.
Shit.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. God.
Jesus.
Okay,
so about Pretty Deadly and New Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because Pretty Deadly are this awesome tag team that, you know, the main NXT rejects all the time because they're British. Then that's not nice. it's really not. And they have been so entertaining to me. I've loved them in NXT UK. I love them here. I have no idea why they're not over with the crowd at all. Their matches are spectacular and phenomenal. But putting them against New Day is basically a burial for me. Because there's no way Pretty Deadly win against New Day, right? No way.
Yeah, I think shenanigans might happen in this one. That's only...
Yeah, like... okay. Probably shenanigans is the only thing that can save this match, because if both teams get time with the other, this will be fine, because they can... I can't wait to see the match, because I'm eager to see what both teams can do against each other. I think that they can complement each other really well in the ring, and this is what I'm looking forward to. But it's almost as if they give the New Day this opportunity to go for a different set of titles, because they have nothing to chase in WWE anymore, like on the main roster. And this is why it sucks on paper.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But I popped so much, like I can't wait for this match, but it's a lose-lose situation for me.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because I don't want the New Day to look like chumps. I don't need that.
Nope. One of the weirdest build-ups for a world championship match I've seen in wrestling in a long time. NXT Championship Bron Breakker, he's defending his title. Well, excuse me. NXT Championship, Bron Breakker is defending his title against Apollo Crews.
Rob, they went fishing again.
Yeah, they went fishing.
They did that awkward thing while they were in a small boat, and the small boat couldn't possibly fit a cameraman, and they were holding the phones. You can tell, right? Like, they were holding the cameras, like their phones or whatever. I have no idea. And then they were pretending they were fishing. And then, like, they exchanged one sentence that was like a casual conversation. And then the next sentence was like, I'm going to fucking kick your ass because I'm better than you. It was so awkward. Like, how can you have that conversation with someone? And then all of a sudden, unexpectedly, I was so sure that this was not supposed to happen. They caught a fish, actual fish. They actually caught a fish, and they filmed it.
Yeah.
Because they were just sitting there with their knee. They accidentally caught a fish. That was actually funny, okay? That was funny. The good thing is that they released the fish into the water again. Like, that's fine. But, like, I do enjoy the chairs that they have, you know, the fishing chairs, you know, with the stick that when you sit on the chair, it looks like you have a stick in your butt, you know, that chairs, like they were both sitting on those chairs. I want to see if that chair works.
Okay. Wow. Jesus.
The chair, Rob.
I know, but I have to go.
Your mind of the gutter. That's my line.
That's like, yeah, okay. The men's,
they did have Drew Gulak on the show, by the way. Then that I'm excited about that.
That was cool.
Really excited about that.
I like that. That was good. I was surprised to see that. Drew Gulak on TV is always good. Going into the, now we're talking about the actual Iron Survivors Challenge match, women's Iron Survivor Challenge. Zoe Stark, Cora Jade, Roxanne Perez, Kiana James, and Indy Hartwell are all in this match. I think Roxanne Perez is going to win this. I think that's the way you go.
I'm actually rooting for Roxanne Perez too, because she was robbed in that championship that she had when Cora Jade turned on her. But after that fire promo that Indy Hartwell delivered after she qualified for the match, you know, she went to Toxic Attraction's lounge and she really fired up, talked to Mandy Rose. I love this so much because you don't get that fire from NXT that much. And this surprised me, and I love that. It kind of makes me think whether if she would be the one to dethrone Mandy. And I wouldn't mind. But the thing is that she can move directly to the main roster because her family's there. You know, the wrestling family?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of it. Like, they're all there. so she can join, like, under Vince's power. This could never happen because it was something that Shawn Michaels and Triple H did. It was all over at their NXT. But now they can actually do it because Triple H is in charge.
Yeah, Jason thought I said Billy Stark. So that would have been cool. I like Billy. She would have been awesome.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, I realized I didn't see who I thought was going to win, but I think we both know who's going to win. Braun Breaker in that previous match, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sure. Braun Breaker. Yeah. Although I wouldn't mind if Apollo Crews won and then just Braun Breaker gets called up and he appears at the Rumble and everything.
Yeah, that would be fine. I'd be fine with that. Mm-hmm. The Men's Iron Survivor Challenge match. Carmelo Hayes versus JD McDonough. Grayson JD Waller. Yeah. Grayson Waller versus Joe Gacy and Axiom.
Okay, this is the part, Rob, when I read everything from the Waller effect.
Okay, yeah, I know. Well, first, before you do that, I'm just going to say, I'm going to go with the guy that was interviewed yesterday by Sean Ross Sapp, Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, yes. Hopefully Carmelo Hayes. And guys, you do know that when the Waller Effect airs on TV, and they have like comments from the Instagram live feed, go down the screen. I always read them, but I laugh my ass off, but I never took the time to actually write them down. But I did this time because they were fucking hilarious. So, do the Grayson Waller Awards. Grayson would be at least 5-time winner. Grayson is really like the coolest superstar to date. Agreed, he's the better Miz with an accent. Grayson's hair is once again on point. Grayson, please, can I get a shout out to my mom? She loves you. Grayson is really good looking. I heard Grayson's fantasy football team is undefeated. What? Why aren't these guys wearing the new Toxic Attraction t-shirt available on WWE Shop? Grayson, what is your favorite time of day? Everyone is faking greatness while Waller doesn't even have to try. What the fuck? I'm expecting to lose my votes on Saturday, especially if Grayson wins. Grayson, do you like sloppy steaks? Grayson can pull off any outfit. Who is Grayson's stylist? Australian World Cup football team would have made it further with Grayson. Grayson is probably a good cook.
The best is you just laughing at this stuff. I love it.
I'm sorry. I'm probably red.
Oh, you
I'm
are.
Available for hire if you need me to mix anything, Grayson. When Grayson wins on Saturday a deadline, will he celebrate with a shoey? I have no idea what that is. I suppose it's something Australian. Love me some Waller Effect. Are you a Mac or PC guy, Grayson? Grayson is known for giving really nice Christmas gifts and Hanukkah too. Grayson should show off more abs. PS5 or Xbox, Grayson? Grayson, please, I'm begging you, can I please get a shout out to my mother? She really loves you. Grayson is definitely the best athlete in the ring. In the ring, where where all these superstars were in the ring, Grayson is definitely the best athlete. Yeah. What do you have on your Christmas list, Grayson? Does Grayson teach lessons class in session? Does anyone know if Grayson is a good singer? Yes, he has a beautiful voice. It's a pleasure to hear.
Well, they broke Maggie.
I'm sorry. Like these were absolutely what the fuck? Did anyone say what a shoey is?
I don't have any idea what it is.
Oh, a shoey is you drink champagne out of a shoe. Ew.
Yuck.
Really? I need someone to confirm that. That kind of sucks. Yes. So that was our NXT deadline predictions. Cap off with a bang. Yeah. With the Grayson Waller effect.
Waller.
Yeah. So do you have jokes for me, Rob?
Yeah, we need to do our last
a damn fine cup of coffee.
I'm sorry for coughing right before that.
We
recorded After Dark on Select yesterday, and we had Spencer Love from Love Wrestling. He was such an amazing. I wanted to say incredible, but I started saying amazing, and it came up amazable. So that's a new word right there. Spencer is one of my favorite people ever. And he was one of my all-time favorites. Guys, please, it will be on Fightful Select on five, right? Five?
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be up on Fightful Select at 5 p.m. Eastern. Please go check it out. We talked so much about, we talked about YouTube. We talked about South Park a lot. We talked about so much music, actually. We talked so little about wrestling. But please check it out. It was such an amazing time. And you're going to see at the show. And I will explain right now. This will be the only coexisting After Dark on Fightful Select for this year until the end of December, because my schedule is trying to murder me. So I need to stay alive. So we're only going to be doing the coexisting on Fightful Overworld.
Yep.
And January next year, we're going to be back with a bang and we're going to have the shows. But guys, like, I'm sorry, please bear with me. It's going to be a hard time for me. And I just want to, like, every time I get some time off, I just want to sleep. December is incredibly brutal for bartenders, so please, I'm sorry, we're going to be back next year in January.
And that reminds me, make sure you tip your bartenders, your waiters, your waitresses when you're out.
All year long, not only December.
All year long, no matter where you are.
But
always.
Especially now, because it's the fucking holidays, okay? And I make minimum wage, okay? If it's not for you, I have nothing. Also, Scott is right, please, Denise is on next year.
Yeah, Denise Salcedo.
We love Denise so much.
Yeah, Denise Salcedo is going to be hosting the pre-show tomorrow. So that's going to be awesome. Very cool for her. Happy for her. So cool. Yeah, just awesome. One other thing that we didn't touch on. John Cena today, it was announced by Variety that he will be on the last SmackDown of the year. So we'll see what that entails. Who knows? Maybe he'll... I'm just thinking that's kind of just going to be like a, hey, we need somebody on there. We want to, I don't know what it's going to do, but maybe he'll announce something. Maybe he'll say he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. Maybe he's going to, who knows? Hopefully there's something out of it, but we'll have to see. So we might as well get ready for... Ready? Are you ready, Maggie? Someone asked me to name two structures that hold water, and I was like, well, damn.
Okay.
My wife complains I don't buy her flowers. To be honest, I didn't know she sold flowers.
Okay. That's a total dad joke right there.
I was... struggling to get my wife's attention, so I simply sat down and looked comfortable. That did the trick.
Yeah, right.
The nurse at the sperm bank asked me if I liked to masturbate in the cup. I said, well, I'm pretty good, but I don't think I'm ready to compete just yet.
Okay, I can tell that one is your favorite.
Yeah, that was, yep, that one obviously was. But in this one, I don't remember if I said this one last week or not, because I didn't end up deleting it. So, if I did, so be it, but it was, know a guy who got hospitalized in a peekaboo related accident. They put him in the ICU. Okay. So I guess I did not. Okay,
you didn't good. Say it. You
I,
didn't say
okay, good. I missed that one.
I have one for you.
Okay, great.
I've always hated stairs. They're always up to something. That's a stupid one, but it's pretty good.
I like it. It works. Dad jokes are good. They're good. They're awesome. Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Thank you guys so much. This was such an awesome time. Thank you for being us this whole year. I'm so grateful for every one of you, because again, this show doesn't happen without you guys. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being so awesome. We appreciate each and every chat and super chat and humper chat that you send. You're extremely important to us, and we don't get to do this if you guys don't support us. Thank you so much for doing that. And we love what we do every Friday. We can't wait every week to come so we can do the show. Again, we're incredibly grateful. You can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram, IK. I won't be as active as I usually am. Again, it's December and I really just want to sleep when I'm not working, which is almost never. So I promise I will be back next year. It's going to be an amazing year. Like 2022 in wrestling was so insane. Next year will be even more.
Yes, it will be. And, I want to say thank you to everybody as well. 1 year that I got to do this show with a wonderful person. It's been a blast. It's easily my favorite day of the week. I tell Maggie this every time. And then after the show, I always tweet out how I feel like this was our best show. And it's a blast. It's literally my favorite day of the week. And for a guy that used to not have much to look forward to, it's very nice to have something to look forward to these days. So that plays a lot for me, and it means a ton to me. So everybody that just watches, for whether you watch for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, or watch the whole show, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. That means everything to me. So I want to say thank you for that. And you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. You can follow me at Fightful Rob on Instagram. And if Maggie comes back after I do this, we'll find out.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Okay, I'm done.
What'd you do?
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Okay, I'm done.
Happy anniversary!
Okay, now I'm really done.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
That was uncalled for. I'm sorry.
At some point, we need to have Jay White on the show. You do realize that, right?
Oh, yeah, we do. But, yeah, we do. But, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure tonight you tune in to the Friday post shows with Kate and Alex. They're going to be hosting. They can't wait because they love SmackDown and they love Rampage.
Oh, yeah, right. They love SmackDown so much.
3 hours of action-packed wrestling. that you can only get from them breaking it down.
I'm jealous that they get to talk about Rampage.
Isn't it you?
For once. Isn't that, aren't you hosting? Alex, we have no idea. Is it you?
Did it change?
Okay. Did it change? This sucks.
Wow. Oh, okay. I think he was just being like, I think he was just joking. But either way, somebody's going to be there. That somebody will be there.
I wish I could talk about the person, the match between Orange Cassidy and the mystery opponent. I wish I can talk about that.
Yeah, I know. I wish you could too. But you'll be able to talk about that person next week. And yeah, it will be wonderful and it will be amazing. And you know, Tony Khan made that
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
I'm going to hell. See you guys. Bye. I won't do that ever again. I promise you, Maggie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.